Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning. I'm Dean Weitzman, and you're listening to Court Radio. That's right, the 1 hour of legal entertainment where you get to ask your questions one at a time, and we'll do our best to answer it. And the winner is me and my co-host, the one and only David M. Rappaport.
Good morning. I don't hear myself.
Hope you hear. Oh, there you go. Good morning.
Yeah, you were.
Was I on for you?
You were just you were leeching over onto my microphone.
Okay.
From way across.
It is balmy outside. It's almost swimsuit weather.
It is. There you go.
All right, Kyle's right on the ball.
Yeah, it's 66 degrees, folks. A little overcast and rainy. Going up to about 73 today. They're going to be a record breaker. The hottest December 22nd ever. In the history of the world.
And I think the hottest September day ever. I mean, September. December day ever.
Yeah. It feels like a September day. It's global warming at its finest. As the companies continue to pollute the atmosphere, we'll continue to rise in temperature.
Well, it will go back down to the 30s by, I think, Tuesday. So
yeah, that's a recipe for pneumonia.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I know, you know, you're right, though, for people who have a compromised, you know, older people, younger infants, compromised immune system. Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, be careful out there. Don't enjoy the warm weather too much.
Yeah, really. We're still bundle up somewhat, if you know what I mean. You know, don't go out in shorts running around.
Hey, David.
Yes.
Target gave up about 40 million potential, yeah. The credit history of people. They were invaded. They were cyber attacked.
You say potential, but I heard on the news yesterday that already some of those numbers were being used for illicit purchases. So
nice.
So definitely there was a breach.
215-227-2727. We got callers calling in, and we haven't even given the number out yet, but you know it. We got it. If you want to give us a call, you can ask David and I a question today. You can ask it at 215-227-2727, the number for My Philly Lawyer and Court Radio.
So you can go to Target and get 10% off.
10%
That's
off.
That's their remedy. That's their apology.
An basically. Additional 10% off.
I guess.
I'm assuming that there's going to be sales today, but on top of those sales, you get another 10% just for being the victim of their negligence.
Everyone will get 10%, even if you never shop there.
If you don't have a Target card.
Yeah, I don't think it was a Target. It was actually anyone's card.
Oh.
Like if you went in and used your own Visa card, that was subject, somehow someone hacked into the system and 40 million customers, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Huh. It's horrible. But
yeah, and they started to get used, which means everyone who shopped at Target within the last month, I guess, needs to worry about, you know, they need to contact their credit card company.
We had an icon in Philadelphia who passed away, a legal icon. Who was it?
A. Charles Peruto Sr.
Yes, sir.
I know when I was in law school and even before, he was the name you heard as for criminal defense mainly, and a stellar attorney. I mean, yes. He represented high-profile cases by the dozens, you know, every year, and won most of them.
The iconic Philadelphia lawyer.
Yeah, pretty much.
The iconic Philadelphia lawyer, A. Charles Peruto Sr., passed away at the age of 86. For almost half a century, he personified the big city criminal defense lawyer in Philadelphia. He died Tuesday, December 17th, at his home in Media.
Yes, farewell. That was I would say a legend, a legal legend in Philadelphia, definitely.
Yep.
No question.
Yeah. And represented a lot of the mob guys, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, Philly, it's like you said.
We don't have a mob any longer. Nobody has a mob. The federal government has seen to it that they're been put out. They're like the
pretty
dinosaurs
much.
Of the criminal world.
Yeah, remember Merlino used to be the big, for years and years. What, you don't hear about Merlino anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
He's in jail. Yeah. With the rest of them. 215-227-2727. Let's talk to a caller and we'll get back to news in a minute. We got Polk from Pennsauken on line one. Yo, welcome to Court Radio.
Polk.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Alex Polk from Pennsauken.
You're on the air? Yes.
Yeah. I have been. Pardon me?
You're on the air.
Okay, I have been issued a summons by the people that live in this apartment building. They said that I did something and I didn't do it. So I obtained a lawyer, and he stated that it would be like a tenant dispute. But she lied on the police report. Isn't there something I could do about that?
Well, first things first, you got to win. You know, if there's a summons, there's a hearing. If there's a hearing, there's somebody who's going to make a decision whether she's lied and you are an innocent victim. Once that hearing's over and you've won, I suppose you could sue her for a false report. Chances are it'll cost you way more than you'll ever get out of it. Unfortunately, sometimes you end up having to defend something, and it costs you money to defend it. And you're right. It's not true, and it never was true. And, you're out the money for the lawyer. It's, it's not a good situation. But first things first, if anything can come of it, it isn't going to happen until you've won. And winning a case doesn't mean that there wasn't facts to support the case. It merely means that the evidence wasn't sufficient. So it's, but at a minimum, you have to win the case first. So that's the first thing.
That would be like an arbitration.
It could be
for arbitration.
It could be, depending on the amount in controversy, depending on how much money they're seeking. It could be an arbitration. It may just be a municipal court hearing or a district court hearing. You know, maybe something even less than an arbitration. It really depends on how much money is at stake. So go forth, and you're doing the right thing by defending it. That's the main thing, because if you just ignore it, they're going to find against you, even if you're not responsible for what they're claiming you're responsible for. So you got to do what you're doing, and by all means, give us a call back once it's over and let us know how things worked out. But thanks for calling Court Radio, and have a great Sunday.
You also.
All right.
Hey, Dean.
Yes, David.
I'm going to take you back a little bit.
Okay.
Do you recognize this name? Dr.
Yes.
Owen Rogel.
Of course I do.
Yeah, we do, because for years he was a dentist.
Well,
oral surgeon, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know, who knows what he was. He's a quack, what he was.
Well, it's funny you say that, because the news story that I have for him is that he and his daughter have been sentenced to $5 million insurance fraud case.
Yeah.
They were doing procedures and billing astronomical price for the procedure, that using a different code.
Yes, I know.
And for years and years, they were investigated, and then they were found guilty. They fought it, found guilty, and both of them are now being sentenced.
She was sentenced to house arrest, yeah. I believe, yeah. And he's like 70-something, and he's going to jail for maybe a year or so. I don't know.
So we always talk about bad insurance companies, so I felt, we should probably mention it when there's a doctor who
absolutely
is not doing the proper thing.
Yeah, he was ripping off insurance companies.
Yeah, and can't do that.
He spent his career doing that, actually.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what they went 10 years they were looking into it.
It was the real big thing back in the day when I first started practicing, was if you were involved in an accident, you had whiplash injury, that you sustained an injury to your jaw, TMJ.
Right.
So he was like the go-to guy for TMJ injuries. He never found a face he didn't think had TMJ, though. That was the problem.
Right.
So everybody had TMJ until TMJ wore itself out and the insurance company got onto him. And then he moved on to this radio fluoroscopy,
right,
where he would go in with a needle into your back. You don't want a dentist going into your back with a needle.
But
he'd hire other doctors to do it.
Apparently it was a $800 procedure, but the procedure code he used was, he was able to bill like about over $4,000 for the procedure.
Yeah. All right, so. Let's talk to Martin from North Philly. Hey, Martin, welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I have a quick question about auto insurance. On the day that my stepson had an accident, I was covered. And now, years later, the person that he hit is trying to sue me. And my insurance company is saying, since his name was not on the policy, they're not responsible. Is that true?
Well, maybe or maybe not. Let me tell you, just not having your name on the policy is not a basis for failing to provide coverage. In other words, Martin, if you and I became friends and we were hanging out and having a coffee, and I said, you know, Martin, could you drive my car home? I'm not feeling well. And you got behind the wheel of my car, you're certainly not on my policy, but you would be 100% covered. You're a permitted user of my car. I've given you the permission to use my car, and that alone will cover you. Here's where it gets a little funky. If we're living together, okay, and and I go out for a policy of insurance, and I buy the insurance, and in that application process, they say, Dean, is there any adults that drive, that live with you, that will regularly use your car? And I don't put your name down. I say, oh, no, Martin's got a bad driving record, and he might. I don't know if he will, but he might cause my insurance to go up, so I'm just going to forget about the fact that Martin lives with me. And I go out, and I get that app, and I fill the application out, and I lie on the application, and I don't put your name. And then you get into an accident driving my car. You say, yeah, Dean and I live together. He let me drive his car. They could turn around and say to me, Dean, you didn't provide us with Martin's information when you got your application for insurance, and therefore we're not paying for Martin's accident. So, now I didn't ask any questions about your stepson, or was it your stepson or son?
Stepson.
I didn't ask you any questions because, you know, I don't know that you want to tell me just now what all the particulars are, but that's kind of where it might be. Given the facts that you've given me so far, and you haven't told me whether he lived with you and for how long and whether he was there when you got the when you got the insurance application, but that could be a basis for which they're providing a denial. Sound familiar?
That was probably the case. He's been living with me, and I did not put him on the policy because I wasn't planning on him driving the car. He took the car,
which is another,
and the insurance company did not have his name on the policy.
Now, when you say he took the car, did you mean he stole the car? Took it without permission?
Well, in a sense, it was without my knowledge. It wasn't something that I went and called the police on or something like that.
Are you still with his mother?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
For how long?
Now, let me ask you. he was living with...
Martin just threw the stepson under the bus
here.
Wait,
he was living with you. Did he... And he's a driver, obviously. He has a license?
Yes.
Okay, and did you, like, hide the keys and he had to find them, or did you usually just leave the keys?
No.
Yeah,
no,
so...
From time to time, I think his mother was allowing him to take the car and drive it and bring it back.
See, I personally think the insurance company... I mean, Dean and I have had these cases in the past. I think if we were on the other side, we could make a good argument that insurance company's got to cover because the keys were accessible. He lives in the household. You know, he didn't steal the car.
I don't think they're going to deny coverage because it was a stolen vehicle.
Right.
Or non-permissive use. Although they might be trying that. If Martin, see, that's why it's so important, Martin, to talk to a lawyer first. Because if you ran to the insurance company and you said, you know what, that was a non-permissive use. He wasn't supposed to be driving my car.
Right.
But you kind of knew that your wife, his mom, was letting him drive it. You know, technically, it really isn't non-permissive use, but you used the magic words and you allowed, by doing that, your insurance company to screw you, in essence.
Right.
You've given them the keys to screw you. And so, you know, it's better to talk to a lawyer, especially since you have a relationship with my Philly lawyer. You know, you're a listener of my show. You call me and you say, hey, Dean, I'm about to jump off this bridge. Is that a good idea? And I, you know, I'd give you the advice you need. But anyway, either non-permissive use, and David's absolutely correct, even no matter what you said to them, probably that's not going to work for them. I think you'll get past that. Or the other is that he wasn't on the application, and that might not be so easy to get around. But here's what I'm going to say. If you want us to take a look at it, it's not a case we normally get involved in, Martin. We represent injured people. But maybe somebody could send a letter on your behalf to the insurance company, and that just might be enough to grease the wheels and get them to represent you. Because if you're not represented, Martin, if your son's not represented, I should say, he's going to be found responsible for this accident, and he's going to have to pay a lot of money, and the insurance company, based on your description, probably should be the ones to step in and take care of this.
Yeah, they're sending us letters suing both of us, me and him.
Yeah, you're both are going to need to have representation. You know, otherwise, there's going to be a judgment against you, and then you're really going
to
have
to judge me for $4,000.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's going to cost you some money to get represented, because this isn't the kind of case an attorney would take where he would get paid on a contingent fee. This is because there's no money at the end of this case. You're not going to get paid. An attorney can't take a percentage of that. He's representing you as a defendant. He's defending you, and that's an hourly case. So maybe a letter will, you know, take care of this. But if you have to get into a full defense of this case, it's going to cost you a lot of money, and unfortunately, it may be the best thing might be to just negotiate the $4,000 down to something more reasonable and get out. But maybe you start with a letter to the insurance company clearly explaining, having an attorney explain it for you, and maybe they'll defend you at this point. By the way, what was the name?
Okay, so,
what was the name of your insurance company that did this awful thing to you, Martin?
Liberty Mutual.
I've got so much experience with them. I had to take them like a little baby, and I had to, you know, punish them and put them in a corner for timeout once. But you know, give us a call during the week. We'll see if we can't get a letter out to them, and hopefully try to ease this into a different scenario.
Okay, you called this number that I called?
Of course, it's the only number you should have in your phone whenever you need legal advice. Or you've got a case.
Order a pizza, anything.
Well, not a pizza.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to start Weight Watchers for the new year.
There's no law stating that the insurance company has to pay that damage because my car was covered.
There's no law that says they have to. Well, yeah, there's a contract
law.
And there's laws, but they say that there's an exception to the law, and they're saying that because of that, they don't have to in this instance. They may be right, they may be wrong. I would venture to guess if all I know is what you're telling me, I'm going to say that the insurance company is doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, and you paid all these years, all these premiums, so think about that.
Yeah.
Think
yeah.
about that when they're yeah. throwing you under the bus, right?
Yeah, and everybody else out there, let's put Liberty Mutual on our bad insurance company list. Okay, thank you. All right, Martin, thanks for calling Court Radio.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
215-227-2727 gets you into the studio where we will attack your problems.
Attack, yes.
There you go.
Vehemently and voraciously and...
Any other news going on, David, before we move on to our hot-button topic?
Well, you know that did you buy a Mega Millions ticket when it was almost $1 billion?
I did not.
No?
Okay. No. Did somebody win?
Well, a couple people win. I think two. But the story that we got from our illustrious producer
yes.
was 50 coworkers in Delaware won the $1 million, which is, you know, getting five numbers. So 50 of them, which means they each get $20,000. Then you take taxes out of that. Kind of, I mean, look, anything's great to win, but it's sort of, you know, a little deflating when you win, you know,
yeah,
$11,000 each.
Right.
It's $1 million, but
hey, it's a nice Christmas.
Gets, yeah.
It's a nice Christmas.
But that's, you know.
But somebody did win, a couple people won.
Two people won, and I think the payout for each is, well, I know one was a woman, they had her on the news. I think it's like $187 million is after taxes and everything. And she was just beside herself. I mean, as you can imagine, she couldn't even believe it. She didn't believe it when she was riding in her car. She heard the announcement of the numbers. She knew that she had the Mega Ball number. She called her daughter. Her daughter read off the ticket to her, and the numbers all matched. She couldn't believe it, and she still couldn't believe it when they were telling her.
She was She was driving, and talking and texting.
There you go.
Driving, talking,
texting. I'm sure
she
pulled over
and got the word that she was never ever going to have to worry about money again the rest of her.
$187 million. Something like that.
Yeah.
In one
Most of those people, it's a curse, you know?
Yeah, you know, you always hear that. I'd like to be cursed. Curse me. No, but look, it changes your life so drastically that, you know, it maybe it is for the worse sometimes.
Yeah, it is. I don't ever want to win. Never.
And you probably will now.
That's my reverse psychology.
That's
my reverse God
He's
psychology.
He's running out buying a ticket now.
I'm going to tell God that I don't want to win, and then he's going to give it to me.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
all God. Right. 215-227-2727.
Hot button?
Hot button.
What is our hot button?
We're talking about wills and estates. You know, we haven't talked about this actually for a while. It comes up a lot in the show, but as a topic, we haven't talked about it. And the angle that I wanted to talk about was, you know, it's possible people this time of year, they think about giving, you know, I'm going to make a donation to X cause, that cause. So your favorite cause, whatever it is, you right. know, but I don't really have enough money to do that right now. You know, I'm tight. I have an estate, and I'm thinking maybe folks don't realize that they can make a donation on their will.
Well, a lot of people don't have wills, which is a whole nother topic. But some people, I would imagine, a lot, don't have wills because they really don't feel they have any family members or relatives that they're going to leave anything to. What they don't realize maybe is that any assets they may have, then they forget about it, right? They never change the will. And then they pass, and their assets all go to the state.
Right.
Now, instead of that, maybe you want your assets, you could donate them to a charity or some cause that you believe in.
Absolutely.
Right? And you'd have to do that in a will.
And you get to do it while you're alive. You get
right.
to kind of determine, okay, I'm going to make a donation to XYZ charity, and I'm going to let the charity know. You're going to call the charity and tell them that you've decided that they're going to be the beneficiary or a partial beneficiary of your estate. And that when you pass, some money will go to them. And if you own a house, the house could be sold and $10,000 can go to the charity.
Right.
You know, if you have whatever.
$10,000 could be a lot to a nonprofit organization that is working based on donations.
Yeah.
The other thing is a lot of people think, oh, I'm not going to get a will because wills are for rich people.
Right.
But wills only cost, you know, a simple will, maybe $100, $150 at the most.
Maybe
even less.
Maybe. I don't know.
You can even do them online. I hesitate to recommend that.
Nah, we don't.
Because we're lawyers,
yeah.
But you could. I would say doing it online and getting a will is better than not having one at all.
Yes.
But you
I
should
mean,
really
some people,
consult with a lawyer.
Some people are comfortable enough that you're right, they could do it online. Others, they would right. require the assistance of a lawyer.
It's still not expensive.
No.
It's under, I would say, between $100 and $200 really,
yeah.
for a simple will.
Yeah.
You know, like the one we're talking about, donating your assets and maybe giving someone something, and that's it.
Actually, we have, you know, we have that old attorney.
The old soul?
Yeah.
Saul
at the office, and he's you know, ready, willing, and able to do wills and stuff. He's actually, you know, the funny thing is that he, for callers, he works probably a few times a week. Callers call in and they have,
oh really?
Oh yeah, they want to do a will, or they want to do a living will. You know, or a power of attorney.
Right.
Saul's got all that stuff down. He's the master of that
all
stuff.
Right, so that's who you call.
Yeah. And but
anyway, let's get Benny back to our thing.
Charitable donations through a will is a great idea. A lot of folks don't realize that they can make those donations and then forget about it. And when they pass, something good happens. Folks, we're going to come right back. The lines are lit. We're going to hit callers as soon as we get back. We'll be right back in 2 minutes after these announcements.
For 20 years, Center City Medical Center has provided premium expert medical services for Philadelphia. Whether you need musculoskeletal rehab or an immigration physical, call 888-945-EXAM. Our board-certified physicians have more than 80 years' experience from post-injury rehab to DNA paternity testing. To make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations, call 888-945-EXAM. Get premium expert care. Center City Medical Center, serving Northeast, North, and Center City, Philadelphia. If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
Are you in a financial legal squeeze? Unable to work because of an accident with your legal case still not settled? Lawsuit Funding Solutions can help you pay the bills while you wait. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 877-697-7352. It can take time for a lawsuit to settle. Lawsuit Funding Solutions is here to help you get back on track. And you won't owe them a thing if your case doesn't settle or you don't receive a judgment. Get out of the squeeze today. Call 877-697-7352.
If your child was injured at birth, if you were the victim of a medical mistake, or if you were hurt in a workplace or automobile accident, choosing the right legal representation is critical to getting the compensation you deserve. I'm Dean Weitzman from My Philly Lawyer. We've collected over $100 million for our clients, and we won't stop until your future is secure. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Okay, we're back. This is Court Radio, and I'm joined, Dean Weitzman, with my co-host, David M. Rappaport.
Hello.
David and I are just
aloha,
kicking it around and talking about how warm it is out there.
It is. I'm about to take off my hoodie.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not go any further.
I am. I'm wearing is this not a hoodie?
That's a hoodie.
Okay.
215-227-2727 gets you into Court Radio for the hour from 7 to 8. After that, you're transferred to My Philly Lawyer, the famous My Philly Lawyer. You know, I made an announcement this week. I'm running for mayor, I think, in 2019.
I just passed my breakfast through my nose.
I think, you know, the city needs me, but I'm not ready yet to do that. The city needs me to help them, help us. You know, I'm a member of the city, and, you know, it's horrific what's going on.
You're running for mayor.
Yeah, and in fact, I've locked in the website that everybody's going to be wanting to go to, My Philly Mayor.
God.
Yeah. It's done. My Philly Mayor.
It is done. The apocalypse has finally reached America.
You're going to be deputy mayor. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm all, hey, My Philly Mayor. Wait, should I get My Philly Deputy Mayor?
There you go.
.com.
There you go.
Yeah, that might be good.
All right. Let's talk to David from North Delaware on line 5. Hey, David, welcome to Court Radio.
Yes, good morning. So glad to be able to join you guys this morning. My concern is that recently I was exiting a shuttle bus at one of the local casinos here, and I slipped and fell going off the bus. And when I hit the third step, I slipped all the way down and hit my head, and my right leg went up just about underneath of the bottom step. And I couldn't move, and I had to be transported to one of the local hospitals. I was treated and released after 6 hours of being treated there. And my concern is that I spoke to an attorney concerning my situation, and they advised me that one thing about the shuttle buses that the casino runs is that they don't have any insurance. So the only legal advice they can give me is that I would have to going with a personal claim to my insurance company under the no-fault liability and seek medical attention as far as still suffering with my injury. And then they would be able to see whether they can go within a litigation to be able to sue the casino. However, nothing is promised towards me. It's because I only have $15,000 on personal injury as far as liability. Is that legal for an establishment to be running an operation as far as a shuttle bus, not to carry insurance?
Well, they have insurance. Okay, yeah, either that attorney doesn't know what he or she's talking about, or you misinterpreted what they said. But
now maybe there's no medical. It might be an out of state.
Where do you know where the bus is registered? Yeah. Is it? Do you know the license plate on the bus? Was it Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey?
It was Delaware, and in fact, the marquee on the buses actually stipulate the casino's name.
Okay. Right. Well, if the vehicle's registered in Delaware, I'm pretty sure that all Delaware vehicles require PIP insurance, but it may not be. They may not have to have PIP. Now, PIP insurance, as opposed to not having insurance at all, PIP insurance is the insurance that provides medical expense coverage, just medical expense coverage. They have insurance. They have general liability insurance. If they're at fault, they're going to pay your pain and suffering, but they might not have medical insurance, and that you may have to go to your own auto policy to collect right. your PIP insurance.
Which is not $15,000 well, in bodily injury is what you said. That's not...
But even if they had insurance, if you own a motor vehicle, do you?
Yes.
And you have insurance, do you?
Yes, I do.
Then no matter where you are, no matter how you were injured, as long as your injury was involving the operation, use, or maintenance of a motor vehicle, which the bus would conform to, then your injury, the treatment for your injury, would be paid for by your own home auto policy.
So $5,000
minimum. So even if the bus had insurance... For medical coverage, the first place you'd have to go would be to your own policy to pay for medical expenses. Even me, if I'm walking across the street, crossing JFK to get to my office, and you're coming down the street in your car and you hit me, I go to my insurance for my auto, which wasn't even involved in the accident, to pay for my medical bills. Crazy as that sounds, that's the law. Then, when you're done your treatment... If and only if the bus is at fault for causing your injury, you could then sue them or make a claim against them to have your to have your pain and suffering compensated for.
And they definitely have insurance for that. There's definitely. No question.
Yeah.
And if they don't,
they do.
They are self-insured, maybe. But
yeah. No, they have insurance.
They have right.
There's insurance.
So this attorney was not schooled in personal injury,
or
law.
They just didn't explain it like yeah. the duo of Dean and David. You know, can do on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you understand what we just said?
Yeah,
now
sure,
I just want to
sure,
say
sure.
I want to say one last thing, okay. and then I'm gonna let you go. One last thing. You have to be able to prove that the bus company was negligent.
Right.
You talk about your injury in depth, but I didn't hear you talking about what the bus company did or shouldn't have done that caused you to fall. We can slip over our own 2 feet, and that could happen while you're getting off of a bus. That doesn't make them at fault. Okay, if you want them to pay, you better start talking about what they did or didn't do to cause you to fall.
Okay, well, the full criteria, okay, how I slipped was that where the pedestrians are picked up at that location, there was sand and rock salt, okay, in that location. So with the pedestrians going off and onto the bus, they are tracking gravel. They are tracking debris as far as the sand and rock salt up the 5 steps. So, and I'm looking at it was negligence of the driver, okay, that those steps have been periodically swept off and cleaned.
I like
okay?
it. Okay. I like your theory, and it may fly, but you're going to treat your injuries get your medical bills paid by your home insurance, and then present your claim. And it, that way, your medical expenses will be covered. And if your theory doesn't hold water, then at least you know you're not going to be followed by medical bills afterwards. All right? Okay. 215-227-2727. Next time you have that slip and fall accident, you call my Philly lawyer. They'll give you the right advice right from the beginning. All right. He's going.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot button.
Hot guest. Button. Yes, we have guests.
Go ahead.
We
Who's our guest, David?
We have guests. We have callers. We have all sorts of things. Our guest on the phone from Northeast Treatment Centers is Sonia Mendelovich.
Wow.
Sonia.
Hello.
Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is Northeast Treatment Centers?
Well, we wanted to tell you about the services that we offer. We're a drug and alcohol. We're actually a behavioral health and social service agency, and we offer services to children, adults, families, adolescents, and what we offer is drug and alcohol treatment for everyone.
Where? What areas do you service?
What we offer, and then where?
Right.
What, Sonia, really cutting to the mustard here, what you offer is life.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. And the nature of our treatment is such that we provide sustained treatment that is before, during, and after treatment. So we provide supports and services throughout the term of recovery, which is lifelong.
And is this in just in Philadelphia, or is it?
Well, Philadelphia metropolitan area. We have lots of locations in West Philadelphia, 5501 Chestnut, and North Philly at 2701 North Broad Street.
Now, so you do inpatient care initially as well?
We also have an inpatient program at Bridge and Harbison.
Wow.
On the corner. We're all over.
How many beds are at Bridge and Harbison?
35 male beds.
There you go. Wow. So if you're an addict and you're really down on your luck and you've decided that you really you want to recover, you want to get some of the good stuff that's out there, they can call the where do they reach you? How do they get in touch with the Northeast Treatment Center?
Either walk in. We have two more very large locations. One at 499 North Fifth Street, and one at 4625 Frankfort Avenue. And they can call 1-800-860-0703. 1-800-860-0703.
Now, the reason we have you on, in addition to talking about what you do, and that, I think, is vitally important, and especially this time of year, a lot of people decide, you know, as a New Year's resolution, that they're finally going to tackle this thing called addiction and get clean. And so why not talk about it this time of year? But, you know, if we have folks listening who have an estate, who have some cash, but they're not ready to give it up yet, but they want to make a provision in their will, Northeast Treatment Centers could be the beneficiary of that largesse, right?
Absolutely. That would be fantastic. And anyone who needs services, which is just as important, should feel free. We are here to help. We are here to support people. And whatever they might need.
So you're a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
In line with what we were just talking about, what Dean said, do you get an amount? Have you gotten donations from estates?
We have not received donations from estates.
See that?
But we do receive donations from, and we do have fund drives that we do run within our program.
Of course.
Right, so we should.
But we're trying to figure out a new stream of cash for you,
yes.
Sonia, so play along.
absolutely. I'm here for that.
Okay. So, but the truth is that they haven't, but this is a really great way to fund money for after death.
Absolutely.
If our listeners have an estate and they're giving money to their kids, they're giving it to their grandkids, but you have family members who are in recovery and you really want to, you're grateful for the fact that your family member is now alive and part of your family, and you've been thinking you really can't afford to give it now, but you want to give, you can make a provision in your will to give to the Northeast Treatment Center. And when you pass, some small part of your estate gets liquidated and $5,000, $10,000, maybe more, can go to Northeast Treatment Centers and they can continue to do the good work that they're doing. So If you're interested in doing that, you can call the Northeast Treatment Center, but you can also call your lawyer. You can call my Philly lawyer and just make a provision in your will to give a small piece of your estate to the Northeast Treatment Centers. And then when you pass, that's going to happen. How do people get in touch with you if they're interested in making you a part of their bequests at the time of their death?
Well, they can certainly call our number. They can also call we have a main corporate office, which is 215-451-7000.
There you go. So, folks, if you're listening today and you never thought about it, but the idea of donating to the Northeast Treatment Center is something that you feel good about, you can get in touch with them by giving them a call at 215-451. Is it 451?
451-7000.
7000. There it is. 451-7000. 215-451-7000. Sonia, what else would you like to tell us before we move along to our next guest?
Well, what I would like to say primarily, and the main reason that I'm calling in, is that we are here to help. We are located throughout the Philadelphia area, and anyone who thinks that they may need assistance, regardless of the level of care, they should come in, they should call, we're available.
That's really
5 days a week.
That's really great.
Just walk in, which is really, that to me is the key. They don't need to do anything, they don't need to go through some process. They just walk in, and
that's it.
You're there to help
them.
That's
it. We'll take it from there.
Yep.
All right, Sonia, thanks for joining us on Court Radio this morning, and we hope that we're going to be able to start getting some new donations coming your way shortly.
We appreciate that, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, some of our listeners, maybe they're just sleeping off their last hangover or whatever, and they're thinking, this is just another holiday and I can't take it anymore. Well, you can call the Northeast Treatment Centers.
And they're all over.
Yeah.
And they're a pretty big, Sonia didn't mention this, but they're not a little chintzy organization. They're widespread. They have a large budget from getting donations and things like that, and they do good work. So
yeah.
So don't feel like you're going to be mistreated or not get the help you need.
They
definitely know what they're doing.
A well-established organization.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Mark from North Philly on line 4. Mark, welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's happening out there in North Philly? What's your question?
My question is, I was in a car accident. I had got rear-ended, and my lawyer was telling me that I'm not able to sue because I don't have I only have full tort.
Okay. So what's the question part? Is that true, what you're asking me? You're double-checking your attorney? Okay, well, here's the deal. It isn't that you can't sue. Anybody can sue. The question is, will you win? And that will depend on whether you have sustained a serious and permanent injury or whether one of the other exceptions apply. Quickly, I'll run down. When you picked your policy, you went over and you said to the agent, I want insurance. I need insurance. I have to be legal. But just give me the crappiest old policy you can find.
The cheapest
policy you can find because I want to be legal, but I don't have a lot of cash. Okay? So he gave you or she gave you nothing, really. They just gave you the right to drive without having the police stop you and throw you in jail.
Actually, that's not. They did give him something. They gave him coverage which protects other people.
Right.
But not himself.
Right. If you hit me, I'm protected.
Right.
But you're not protected if somebody hits you because you don't have the right insurance. Okay.
Limited to it.
Even you might be able to collect for a case if you got hit by an out-of-state driver. Did you get hit by an out-of-state driver?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Did you get hit by somebody who was drunk and was convicted of drunk driving?
Well, I don't even know. He wasn't drunk.
Did they take him away in handcuffs?
No.
Okay. So there's the two main exceptions. When you have limited tort and you're hit by a drunk insured Pennsylvania driver, you automatically become full tort. Or when you're hit by an out-of-state driver, you're automatically full tort. Okay, you don't qualify for those two. So now we're down to probably the last exception to the rule. And that is the accident needs to have caused you to sustain a serious loss of bodily function. Okay, so not enough probably. Let's get the soft tissue injury, sprains, strains, muscular injuries. You're bothered by it for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. You move on with your life and you're back to square one and you really don't have any ongoing problems. No objective diagnosis, no surgery, no scarring, no serious lifelong medical conditions. Then you probably don't qualify. And what your lawyer said is, I looked at your medical records and you really don't, you didn't sustain the necessary injuries for me to be able to pursue a claim for you because your injuries aren't serious enough. Now, that may, that's a term of art, okay? It's, there's no bright line. I can't say, I can't have you walk into my office and before you open your mouth, I can look at you and go, boo, you qualify. I need to look at the records. I need to talk to my client. I need to see how the injuries affected their life. And then I need to, with my own thoughts, my own experience, I need to analyze that and determine whether I think they may qualify to pierce the threshold.
Okay.
Did I answer it for you?
Yes, you did.
Did I hit it out of the park?
No. Oh, the other side of the coin is, the other side of the coin is if you had full tort, which costs a little bit more, you have the ability to make a claim for any injury. You don't have the microscope looking at your injury to make sure it's quote unquote serious and affects your life in some way. It could be a very small injury or a very large injury. Whatever it is, you can make a claim and recover for it. So that's the difference between the two. One, you're limited, therefore limited tort.
And what people don't realize, David, is that it affects their claim against the bad tortfeasor,
right,
the person who caused the accident.
And your family it affects, too. The
yeah.
People who live with you, they're bound by what you pick on your policy.
So in essence, by you choosing limited tort, you've given a free ride to the woman or man who caused your accident.
Pretty
you
much.
Gave a free ride to the negligent person who blew the stop sign or blew the traffic light. You gave them a free ride because their insurance isn't going to have to pay you because you picked limited tort. Did you realize that when you picked limited tort?
No, I didn't.
Hell no. No,
the agent
nobody,
doesn't tell you.
Nobody realizes
no
that.
No one does until now.
Yeah, heck no. All right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for calling Court Radio.
Thank you.
All right. Mark's feeling bad right now, but he was just a learning example. He was a teaching example.
And Mark, just if you're still listening, you're one of thousands of people. Don't think you're the only one. It's people don't understand it because it's not explained to them by the insurance companies. So they buy limited tort because they're saving money.
Yeah.
And then this happens and they're in the same situation you are. We see it every day.
All right, David, we have a new call.
We
have a new guest on the warm line, as we say in the radio business.
Who could that be?
That could be the one and only Sharif Street.
Aha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sharif, welcome to Court Radio. Sharif, you're here because you're the chairman of the board of ODAT. First of all, I will only say it once, but what's ODAT stand for?
One day at a time.
All right.
One day at a time. I like that.
ODAT. Yeah, ODAT. So what is ODAT, Sharif?
ODAT is a drug and alcohol recovery program. We also provide AIDS prevention, shelter services, an array of other services dealing with some of the most vulnerable populations in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Is this a nonprofit or a...
Yes.
Okay.
ODAT is a nonprofit. It was established in the early 1980s by Reverend Henry T. Wells and is currently run by its president, Mel Wells, Reverend Wells' son. It's totally free services to the client.
So there's another organization that would benefit from donations in the form of what we're talking about, which is estate bequests, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Now then, you could donate to ODAT, and I was made sure our CFO said, Sharif, make sure that you point out that if you did want to make a donation, it's to ODAT, ODAT Inc. / Urban Affairs Coalition.
Affairs Coalition. Okay.
Okay. Well, they would call and in order to get the right information and then bring that to their attorney so that we can have that in their will properly. Who would they call in order to discuss the possibility of making a bequest?
You could call the Urban Affairs Coalition at 215-851-1700 and someone could and you can explain you want to make a request to Odette. You could be directed, and you could ask for Jennifer.
Okay.
Now, Zodat is, I think you said it's just Philly, or is it more than
no.
Philly?
No.
Okay.
Well, Odette services are primarily targeted in Philly, although we receive clients from throughout the region. Our facilities are in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But no, our clients come from throughout the region. We've had clients come from as far as Maryland and New York.
Right, so you can come from anywhere, just in Philadelphia is where you're located.
Right, but yeah, our physical facilities are in Philadelphia.
All right, okay, great. Another worthy organization helping people who have afflicted by addiction and HIV/AIDS. It's an organization that provides a healthy lifestyle and helps people live with some really life-devastating diseases, but ones that we can make peace with and live one day at a time.
Absolutely.
Hey, Sharif, were you listening earlier?
I was listening to some of it.
Okay, I have a question for you. You have some experience with what it means to be mayor of Philadelphia, and Dean seems to think that he wants to be mayor of Philadelphia. did you hear him say that?
No, I didn't hear that part.
Dean says he's running.
Yeah, I opened my website. It's My Philly Mayor, and I'm not taking donations. The campaign hasn't officially opened. I'm just it's in the planning stages. I'm looking for the input of the regular Philadelphians about this project of mine for 2019. Well, Sharif, thanks for joining Court Radio and for being really supporting and being a chairman of the board for ODAT. It's a really worthy cause, and we hope that people start to make some donations after today's show.
Well, I will thank you for the opportunity, Dean. I'll say to you, you know, you've had a lot of experience dealing with a lot of diversity of people's problems, and as mayor, should you get the job, that experience will serve you well. And for you all, thanks for informing the public and giving them an opportunity to know their legal rights. And thanks for giving ODAT a chance to let people know what services we provide.
Take care, sir, and have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back in 2 minutes after these important announcements.
For 20 years, Center City Medical Center has provided premium expert medical services for Philadelphia. Whether you need musculoskeletal rehab or an immigration physical, call 888-945-EXAM. Our board-certified physicians have more than 80 years' experience from post-injury rehab to DNA paternity testing. To make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations, call 888-945-EXAM. Get premium expert care. Center City Medical Center, serving Northeast, North, and Center City, Philadelphia. If you've been injured on the job and are entitled to workers' comp, you need someone fighting for you from the start. Call Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law. Don't rely on your employer or insurance company to get it right. Call 215-512-1500. If you're entitled to workers' comp or it's being challenged, Jeffrey Gross can help get the money you deserve, and he won't get paid unless you get paid. Call 215-512-1500. Jeffrey Gross, attorney at law, representing Pennsylvania's injured workers for more than 20 years.
Are you in a financial legal squeeze? Unable to work because of an accident with your legal case still not settled? Lawsuit Funding Solutions can help you pay the bills while you wait. If you have a pending lawsuit, call 877-697-7352. It can take time for a lawsuit to settle. Lawsuit Funding Solutions is here to help you get back on track. And you won't owe them a thing if your case doesn't settle or you don't receive a judgment. Get out of the squeeze today. Call 877-697-7352.
I'm Dean Weitzman from My Philly Lawyer. If you've been the victim of a medical mistake, getting proper care matters. Understanding your rights matters. And getting just compensation that provides for your future matters. That's why your attorney matters. If you're suffering because of a serious medical mistake, call My Philly Lawyer at 215-227-2727. Choosing the right legal representation is critical to getting the compensation you deserve. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Okay, welcome back to Court Radio, the place where you get your legal questions answered one at a time.
Okay.
Joined by date with my buddy David.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, let's go to Rick from line 4 from Cheltenham. Yeah. Hey, Rick, welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning, Mr. Weissman and crew.
Hey.
So what's going on in Cheltenham?
Turn your radio down.
Cheltenham, still the same, but I'm calling and concerned of Philadelphia.
Oh, there you
go. I lived in Philadelphia for 47 years, and I have voted for mayors all the way back to Hardy Williams.
Wow.
And I do believe that Dean would be excellent mayor for the city of Philadelphia.
There you go, Rick.
I ask you, Dean, to do us one favor.
What's that?
Not like the prior mayors have done, used our kids and everything and say that they're running for the schools and all that, and get elected. After their term is done, they leave and we hear nothing else about them, and our kids are still in the same situation.
Oh, you're not kidding me.
Don't forget our kids.
That's the only reason I'd be running.
First endorsement.
And I support you 100%. Even though I live in Cheltenham, I have plenty of family that lives in Philadelphia, and I'm concerned about the Philadelphia school district.
All right, Rick. Hang around. It's going to happen.
We're waiting on you.
All right, brother. Take care. Thanks for calling Court Radio.
Wow. And how is Rick related to you, Dean? No, yeah. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Let's talk to Sheila from line 5, Kyle. Sheila from Philly. What's happening, Sheila? Welcome to Court Radio.
Hi, yes, good morning. My name is Sheila, and I have a big problem going on right now with my life. I just lost my husband the 10th of December, and he had never had a chance to change his policies over because he was sick and his wife died last 2 years ago. Now, I'm trying to find out what happened with that insurance policy.
Okay, let me ask you something. Were you legally married?
Yes, I'm legally married to him.
Okay, well, then you have a right as his spouse to administer his estate and to find out about his insurance policies. And if he had an insurance policy and it was the beneficiary was somebody who is now deceased, it gets to be sticky. But I still think as his spouse, you could elect to take a portion of the estate regardless. But it is complicated business and you're going to need to have representation. So what I'm going to tell you is that you should give us a call during the week at 215-227-2727 and ask for Saul. S-A-U-L, Saul, and Saul's our estates guy, and he'll get to the bottom of it. If there's a way to make sure that you're compensated, he'll do that for you. You'll have to get together any information that you think is important: the name of the insurance company, the other family members.
I don't know any of that because the daughter is taking care of all of that, and she will not give me no information on the insurance company and other business that she's taking care of, like the house has been sold.
Yeah.
I have to move.
Well,
I
then
don't
you
have
should...
anywhere to go.
Now again,
it's hard on me because it's hurting me and my...
Yeah.
And it's just taking a lot out of my life.
Okay. Well, we get back to, as a spouse, you're legally his spouse, you said. As the spouse, you're entitled to 1/3 of the estate, even if it's not in your name, even if he didn't leave it to you. It's your spousal election. You're entitled to it. And you're going to need representation. And if the daughter has an attorney, all the better, because the two attorneys can speak with one another. But that's about as far as we can go on Court Radio. You're going to have to call the office this week and ask for Saul. 215-227-2727. And we'll get you some help. All right?
Yes. Thank you very much. You made a blessing to my day.
All right, dear. Take care, and we're sorry for your loss, and be well.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, we are all out of time. 1 hour is not enough for Court Radio, Kyle. We need more. The people demand it. You come over to Radio 1 with signs and protests. You want 2 hours worth of Court Radio, 3 hours. All right, we'll see you this time next Sunday. Same time, same place. Have a happy holiday. God bless.